Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Weekend Sports Corner with the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn, the real star of our show. The Sultan of Safeties, two safeties in one game, the all-pro defensive end, star of the Los Angeles Rams, back with the history of the Los Angeles Rams since they came back to L.A. from St. Louis, and the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I must have Larry Elder's headset because he must have a size 3 head.
You got to see a left and a right on that, I think.
This is ridiculous.
Really, you got to take those over there. Take the other ones. It's right there.
Well, they're
all the same. They should be
not
good.
Not really, but
we have a special headset. Don't you have your own?
Larry, he has
He has his own headphones. You need to
it's
have like your own headphones.
It's that size of a tennis ball.
Well, you can pull them down. You can see, just pull them.
No, I'm trying to. I got it now.
We are actually on video on this show at crntalk.com, and you can go and check us out on the Roku box that you get at any stores anywhere, and you can take a look at Fred trying on his headset. These are all the same. I believe all the headphones are the same. Am I right, Tomas? Yes. They just needed some adjustments. You probably have a brand new set.
God,
is what you have now. There goes our video feed. Apparently, we got a lot of problems going on right here in studio. Got a lot to talk about on the show today. Roger Goodell is making a lot of money these days, Fred Dreyer. We're going to be talking about that. $34.1 million salary he's got. Some football news and things that we have to chat and talk about at the same time. Baseball is getting underway. The pitchers and catchers reporting this week to spring training. And we got lots of good stuff that just in the news to think about. Are you going to go to spring training this year?
No.
You're not going to get down there and stretch out the old legs and everything and limber up?
No, I would embarrass these guys in a 40-yard dash.
You're in better shape now, I think, than you've ever been. Would that be correct
to
say?
Well, in some ways, I am. In some ways, yes, I am. To answer your question, forgive me. My wires are all tangled. This is amazing. It really is.
I wish you could see on video. Fred is actually...
it's really...
Looks like one of those birds that gets stuck in one of those, and you throw away those plastic things that you should cut instead of throwing out.
I think...
That's our show. Thank you all for joining us. Final words from you, Fred?
What?
We continue straight ahead. Stay. We're just getting underway.
Oh, man.
Sports Corner with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Weekends here on CRN.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me, it works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number
3030. NAPA know-how!
Right now at NAPA, when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional oil for just $3.59 a quart, we'll give you either Chase Elliott, Dale Jr., Jimmy Johnson, or Casey Kane free by mail. Hey, wait, what? Well, that makes more sense. We'll give you a bobblehead of either Chase Elliott, Dale Jr., Jimmy Johnson, or Casey Kane free by mail. Valvoline for just $3.59 and a free bobblehead. That's NAPA know-how. General States pricing, taxes, and recycling fees extra at participating NAPA Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 2/29/16.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
This is brought to you by Takeda Pharmaceuticals. The tradition of making new goals and resolutions each year to lose weight is nothing new. We all know that making those resolutions and keeping them are two very different things. medical director of the Wellness Clinic at the University of Colorado, Anschutz Health and Wellness Center, and medical director on the docuseries Extreme Weight Loss, Dr. Holly Wyatt, comments.
In a time when you might be struggling to carry out your weight loss resolutions, it's important to remember that you're not alone. Schedule an appointment with your healthcare professional. They can help you create a weight loss plan that's right for you.
Dr. Wyatt recently helped launch Resolve Now, Stay Ahead of the Curve, a new campaign designed to empower overweight or obese women to take action now and talk with their doctor about a weight loss plan. Visit iResolveNow.com for tips from Dr. Wyatt on how to stay motivated in your weight loss journey. Learn about different treatment options and participate in a cartoon caption contest for a chance to win prizes to help you reach your weight loss goals.
Welcome back to the Weekend Sports Corner, the star of our show, the Sultan of Safeties. We mentioned that, two in a game. That record's going to stand. The All-Pro defensive end, the acting legend. He was in Hunter for so many years, that great Hunter character that you had. And then, of course, in Crisis and Agent X here recently, Land's End, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much, Mike. You're hot off of the 710 freeway, aren't you?
I was out in Orange County. We do the show from Hollywood, California, everybody, and I was out in Orange County by Disneyland, and I just drove up and came in to see you, Fred, so we could do
this
show
together.
That's
like being in another. If you're in New York, let's say, folks.
It's like being in Philadelphia.
It's like being in either Philly or Connecticut.
It is.
Or Massachusetts someplace.
It just
came
right in.
I mean, we drive. You could drive like an hour and a half to lunch.
Could. And I'm telling you, if I had a little extra spending cash and your good friend Roger Goodell, who was leading the NFL, earns, I think only one player made more than him. You're in $34.1 million in 2014. What's the deal here, Fred? You played in the NFL. Are these salaries a little out of control for these commissioner?
Do you realize, first of all, I'm a very, very big believer that the free marketplace drives all of the economics. And if you happen to be fortunate enough to be in a time where you're in a profession that you can benefit from that, God bless you. So
besmirch him for making the money.
Yeah, I don't hold anything against anybody for the amount of money they make. I question how people can pay people some things.
You know? Yeah, I know.
It's not the money. It's just what do you see in this person that makes you think he's worth that?
Do you think he also gets meal expenses on top of that?
Yeah, I got to think he's got a per diem in there.
You think he's got?
Don't you think he has a per diem
in there? I'm thinking maybe.
Yeah.
Cause I don't
so
know
I'm looking at the same thing you're looking at here. He's $34 million in 2014.
Yep.
And he's had a base salary of $3.5 million. So everything, here's my note. He's getting a lot of money. Okay, he's getting $3.5 million as a base salary. That's what they hired him for.
Right.
But the perks in this instance are the bonuses. He's getting $26.5 million in
as a
bonuses.
Bonus. Come on.
Here's what I want. I want it stipulated how those bonuses are paid out and what are the things that he has to meet in order to get those bonuses.
I'd like to know what they are, right?
It certainly isn't refereeing Ray Rice knocking his girlfriend out.
That's true.
Okay.
That's
when
low
it comes
blow,
to that.
But it's acceptable.
So here's
it's
my point.
Fact.
When it comes to – I have a lot of points.
You do.
When it comes to
– score all the time.
When it comes to a commissioner standing up for that $34.1 million.
Yes.
I want more out of my commissioner. I want leadership.
Right.
I want a guy that's going to stand up and take Ray by the earlobe and drag him right over onto camera, stand next to him, and just simply say, this is what happened. Ray, tell us what happened. And do you apologize? What's the situation? And here's what we're going to do. Ray, you're done for the year. Pack your stuff, and then you'll submit your request to be reevaluated at the end of the year.
As I recall, that didn't happen. They had to pull camera footage.
No, it didn't. But
and they did an investigation.
Yes, but what we're going at here is when you pay that amount of money for a commissioner,
right,
and who's the focal point of your organization globally.
Right.
Shouldn't Roger Goodell tell the league, all the other owners, I got this handled. Here's what I'm going to do. And go do it.
I agree. And you've said this before. He should have just taken the bull by the horns, taken control of the situation, and done exactly what you said. Bring it out to light, apologize, get it open, and it's done. Instead, there was a media circus for weeks.
Yeah, and bring his wife along because they're still married, aren't they?
I think
they are. I think
Adrian
they're still
Peterson,
married.
Adrian Peterson, the same thing. He could have brought that thing,
yes.
Right?
Well, he should have left his son out of this. But Adrian Peterson, all these things should have been handled immediately. As you say, Richard Nixon may have went along with the break-in of the Watergate apartments, business hotel. But at the same time, all he had to do right at the very jump before they got into any of the tapes.
You're right.
He should have just got into it and said, look, I made a mistake. It's on me. The very day that they're arrested.
You're right.
Should go on camera and say that's what it is and then leave it up to people, to think about what they want to do. But anyway, the point is that Roger Goodell, they love him. He does what they want him to do, which is make the league money, and it made $11 billion in revenue last year.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And from what I understand, it was up like $2.5 billion.
Yep.
So they're making a lot of money. The business model that they have, they've entrusted it him, is on its way. And so there you have it, But I'd like to know what the bonuses are.
I would like it spelled out, itemized.
Yeah, well, you would, yes.
Now, the Patriots have released Leonard Johnson.
Yeah.
The defensive back, is that any big news?
No.
Okay.
No, he's done.
Basketball, big release might be coming up. What's going on there? And the Clippers.
Oh, the Clippers.
Blake Griffin.
Where's my paper here? Just a second.
Yeah.
Hold on just a second.
Big story coming
up
on that.
This has been brewing, This was covered up, in my opinion, when it first happened. Blake Griffin punched out assistant equipment manager, a good friend of his, punched him out.
Yes.
And broke his hand. And broke his hand. Can't perform. Hurts the team, although the team performed very nicely without him anywhere being around.
Right.
But the point was is that this guy, to me, now they're saying, well, we got to. Although he's truly sorry, it says here. He said what they're trying to do, I think, is get rid of him.
Well, and there may be a deeper than what you're saying here. It might be deeper. This guy might be a problem child. You've seen guys that destroy teams because they're a problem.
I do know people in the press that I've talked to about this guy and about the Clippers and about everybody. And he seems to be a pretty good citizen.
Yeah.
He's been on the team for 5 years.
Right.
So suddenly he has this outburst, and suddenly he has this issue, and now the response is, we've got to trade him. So my feeling is that has this guy been a pain in the ass for 5 years and no one's really said anything about it, or have they covered things up?
And
you know how it is. The press gets privy to a lot of things if they shut their mouths.
What have your sources said? Anything inside that you have?
Well, I've heard that he's a hell of a guy, a nice guy. This is good. That he was a good guy, and he's a good teammate and a very talented guy. And one of the quips was a lot of the guys on the team, used to joke to him that he doesn't have any tattoos.
Now, I like that about him, as a matter of fact.
Well, there's a lot of guys who don't.
That makes me want to keep him on the team. No tattoos. Come on.
Yeah. So he's got great parents, and he's a good citizen, and he's a great player. And what's the difference? So now suddenly they're now with Denver trying to trade him for three or four guys, Gallinari and a bunch of these other guys.
I don't think that's a good trade.
No, and
this could be crazy.
And I don't know what this means.
I don't. So we have to investigate this a little more and see what's going on. The tattoo thing is a key. I didn't know that. And, I'm not into tattoos. I'm sorry. It's okay if you got them out there. But I like to change my underwear every day. And when you wear tattoos, you can't change those. They're on every single day.
Wait a minute.
Yes, I'm making the statement right here and now on the show.
Why would you need to take your underwear off to prove you have or have not a tattoo?
No, I didn't say that. I'm just saying a tattoo is permanently on your body.
Yes.
Underwear you can change every day. Shirts you can change every day. Pants, socks.
Wow.
But you can't. If you got a tattoo, you're stuck with it.
Well, of course. Yes, you are. Yeah. And,
what do you put
you
on?
You should get one. You should
put a butterfly? I don't want a butterfly on my skin.
You should get an eagle on your neck.
If I saw an eagle on my neck, I'd swat it. If I see a fly or a butterfly, it's like I'm getting rid of it. And
well, take a look
there,
here. D'Angelo Russell, a guard, and Jordan Clarkson, guard for the Lakers, have no tattoos.
That's why I'm liking those guys.
Don't you like these guys for that?
I do. I love those guys for that.
I love. There's a whole page. There's a whole sports page here, folks, of basketball players, and none have tattoos. What the hell is going on?
Some tattoo artist is now listening to the show somewhere
in
America.
This is really amazing.
And they're going to be contacting these players and say, "Hey, I give you a 2-for-1 deal."
But I looked down at the bottom of page 3 of the LA Times, and there's third baseman Justin Turner. You know, with
he got tattoos?
Same beard.
Yeah, we got to trim off. Let's get some dress codes back. I want to talk to you when we come back about dress codes. You had them when you played, didn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, we had
Justin Turner with that red hair of his. Come on, the big red squeeze or whatever his name is.
Another year of this.
Let's donate it to charity and let's shave it right down to the skin.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
Are you looking to increase the number of calls you receive at your business? Well, CRM Talk is introducing a new way for customers to reach you without having to remember your phone number or web address. Customers simply dial #250 from their mobile phones to say your business name. That's it. They'll be directed immediately to your phone line and receive a text message with a link to your website and phone number. It's that easy. It works so well that we're using it in this commercial. To sign up, dial #250 and say help my business. That's #250, help my business.
CRN travelers, relax at the beautiful Fountain Grove Inn and Conference Center in Santa Rosa, California. Come to quality and come to luxury. Experience the newly renovated guest rooms. They're generously sized and they're decorated in the Tuscan tradition. They have great, incredible pillow top mattresses, luxurious linens, and down-filled comforters. The Fountain Grove Inn also offers complimentary Wi-Fi and internet access. There's warm cookies and coffee every evening in the hotel lobby, and you can visit the newly remodeled Equus Restaurant and Equus Lounge with its new wine bar. It's the ideal place to relax and enjoy a glass of wine and watch our What's Cooking on Wine show on CRN with host Larry Van Alst on Wednesdays. It's the Fountain Grove Inn, Hotel, and Conference Center, located in the heart of Sonoma wine country. It's easily located in Santa Rosa off the 101 Fountain Grove Parkway exit. Call 707-578-6101. That's 707-578-6101 or visit fountaingroveinn.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-704-6182, 800-704-6182.
Thing to say. There's going to be an egg timer on him. When a guy is old and he's starting to fade away, our host here, the star of the Sports Corner with Fred Dreyer, the Weekend Sports Corner, said there's going to be an egg timer on the guy. That's pretty cold. Welcome back here to the show. But you're kind of a cold guy. You're the all-pro defensive end, Fred Dreyer, the sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game, the acting legend. And I have to ask you, just before the break, what's happened to dress codes in sports? The Yankees still have a semblance of something, but when you played football, was there a dress code? Did you have to look and wear suits when you were on the plane?
It was requested that you travel. You know, you know, without Bermuda shorts or tank tops and stuff like that. But, you know.
Did you wear suits on the plane?
When I was a rookie in New York, we wore suits to and fro.
I like that.
Yeah, of course.
Looks good.
I enjoyed that.
Good strapping football players in suits.
I didn't adhere to hair cut codes.
Was there a haircut code?
It was 1969. It was very difficult for a 22-year-old guy to have to conform.
Well, your hair was okay. Wasn't your hair all right? Mm-hmm. I mean, facial hair and stuff?
No, I never had facial
hair. But what'd you do with the hair? You didn't have it hanging out of your helmet,
yeah,
did you? You did?
Of course.
Oh, now this is shocking.
It's not like these guys.
You know, you had it hanging out of the bottom of your helmet in 1969. You led the charge for these guys. These guys have their hair hanging out everywhere.
Oh, I did that.
And you started it.
Believe me. They never had
the
dreadlocks that they have today, pal.
But you had the dreadlocks of the day.
No, I didn't.
And they couldn't talk you out of it if they wanted to. What would you tell them? What would you tell them if they said, hey, Fred, shape
it up? Well, I had Alex Webster come over to me in Green Bay.
Now, who was Alex Webster?
Who's the head coach of the Giants?
Well, thank you. I just wanted to make sure everybody knew. I knew it.
This
of course.
Is a sports show. Shouldn't
okay,
you know
so you had Alex
about
Webster.
Sports?
By the way, this
is the sports cul-de-sac.
I thought he had the Webster dictionary. But anyway, so Alex comes over and
Alex
says what?
Webster.
When you're with the Giants,
his family actually had the
Webster's dictionary,
the pocket edition.
It is. That's what I thought. Now we got it.
He'd come over to me and say, "Let me tell you something about this pocket edition."
Is that the way he sounded?
Yeah.
So did he ask you to shape up
in
the hair?
In Green Bay, on a Saturday afternoon practice before the game the next day, he'd say, I will give you $50. That was a lot of money.
Well, this is pretty good, yeah.
I'd give you $50 if you get a haircut today.
Wow, so that was a subtle way of saying trim your hair.
Well, it was a direct way. But,
and did you do it?
No, but I didn't need the money.
I'll tell you who took the money. It's old Roger Goodell. Somebody come to him and say, I'll give you $50 for a haircut. Goodell's going to grab it.
But look.
It's an incentive.
But you have everything in its, you know, perspective. You know, this was the era of a new wave of player coming into the National Football League that came in on a hot cultural politic.
So what do you mean by that? This is 1969. What was the new wave? What was the politic? What were you talking about?
Well, you know, it was from crew cuts from the
which I wore.
Earl Morrill.
I had a crew cut.
Generation of quarterbacks.
Brill Cream.
You know, to Joe Namath, who came in 65.
Yeah.
I came in 69. And that late 60s, Joe Namath, by the time 1968, 69 happened, especially in New York City.
Yeah, Broadway, Joe changed everything.
All of this stuff in the culture was right now, and it manifests itself in the younger generation in the National Football League. The same way with the Knicks. It was the same way with everybody else, except for the Yankees. The Yankees didn't have a bunch of guys flopping.
They still don't to this day. That's why I like the Yankees.
That's the standards of the organization.
That's a class organization.
Well, of course.
Let me ask you this. When you started in the Football League and when they signed by the New York Giants, did you have a crew cut at that time when you were first started out?
When I got out of college, I got my hair cut off before I went to the college All-Star game.
Butch wax? Did you have like a little short little?
No.
You didn't have any butch
wax? Oh, that's the worst.
So, okay, so you had, when did you start to grow? As soon as you got signed and everything, and then, you know, Broadway Joe?
After
was,
my first year in the league.
You started feeling a little bit.
Then
like,
I came back home, and then
I
just started to let my hair grow out, and I just, for some reason.
What was the reasoning? You just thought you wanted to do it? Were the ladies saying, hey, Fred, grow your hair out?
But by 1970, I mean. You couldn't find anybody with short hair.
So no more. It was all that way.
Yeah,
so
it was just part of everybody. Yeah, you did it because everybody around you was doing it.
So the hair nowadays in football, which is another new wave of player, that doesn't bother you anymore either.
No, but here's the point. I ask, you know, the kid, all these guys, like Green Bay guys, have their hair hanging down. It covers the name on their shirt.
I don't like that. But maybe that's a new way of the game now. Maybe
I think it's here's what happens.
What?
It becomes all about that.
Yeah.
It's to the point where it's just ridiculous.
I don't know who they are if I can't see their name.
Well, but here's the other deal.
Yeah.
Wait till these people start grabbing these guys by their hair.
Hair.
Which is permissible, by the way.
That is permissible now?
Yeah. You're going to grab them by the hair, and they're going to say, hey, wait a minute. You can't do that. Yes, I can.
So the ruling is permissible. You can grab by the hair.
Yep.
So that's what we should do then. Start grabbing by the hair. Well, makes it easier to pull them down.
That's what you do.
And then you're going to have more neck injuries.
That's right.
Am I right?
That's correct. And you don't want those.
No, you don't.
But on another level, look, you know, it is what it is. Where it really bothers me is in baseball. I think the people who show up with this mop hanging out of their baseball hats.
Yeah, when Joe Torre was managing the Dodgers,
I think it's just too much.
Manny Ramirez came and joined the team, and he said, I talked to Manny and told him to shape it up. Tell him to cut the dang hair off. Don't just shape it up. Let me get the shears and get the guy from the equipment's supervisor to chop it off.
Well, that's what the Yankee players came to the realization.
You want to play with the Yankees? You look the part.
If you want to be with this organization, this is what the request is, and you either do it or you don't. Now, it's up to you if you want to do it or you don't want to do it.
And not that I'm a Yankee fan, but who's the winningest organization in baseball? It's the Yankees, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Got to be something to it. There's the pride of the Yankees. You've heard that before. They look good.
Well, I've seen some Yankee teams that have looked pretty good that were lousy.
They still look good.
Yeah, they do. They look sharp, and they look very professional and whatever that might be. But, the scene where they had to say, where was it, in Boston, well, I'm going to grow a beard.
Right.
I'm going to let the hair in my arms grow out. I'm just going to have a beard and a lot of hair, and I'm not shaving until we win, you know, that stuff.
Like you mentioned Justin Turner of the Dodgers, a good player. He's going through some knee problems, whatever, but he'll be joining the team. Third baseman. Played with the Mets before, and he's got this red hair. They call him the nickname, the Red Dream.
Jerry Harrison calls
Jay
him.
Hair. Jay Hair. Jerry Harrison called
Jerry,
him the Red
the
Dream.
Jerry Harrison. Red Dream. I don't know
so
how
So here's
got that.
The thing. I'm thinking
I don't call him that,
there's
by the
a
way.
Promotion there called Shearing Justin Turner Day, where you can, before the game starts, like a lamb, they just sit over there and they just vroom, shear it all off, and they donate the hair to some charitable organization.
They'll bring in some Marines, and they'll shave the whole team in about 15 minutes.
That's what I'm thinking, and it becomes a promotion.
Why don't we just start promoting that?
You and I are geniuses on this show.
Just call Lon Rosen. You're a friend of Lon Rosen.
Lon Rosen, the genius marketing guy with the Dodgers.
Yeah.
By the way,
and another Dodger season is coming, and I can't wait to be entertained by the smile cam, the kiss cam, the laugh cam, and every other cam.
It's all boring.
That has all of this crap nonsense that's annoying.
Not if it's the hair night. And it actually, you could cheer him early on and give the first 25,000 people in a lock of his hair.
No.
Wouldn't that be something great? Come on. That's a promotion.
That's a good promotion. You could sell his beard. You could sell his,
yes.
Bobblehead beard night.
This would be a great promotion for any team, and all of you across the country have somebody like that on your team that needs to be sheared.
And here's the other thing.
You can have a great promotional night.
You know, these guys show up to be interviewed. They got tank tops on, sleeveless shirts, and their hat turned backwards.
And can we not this year in baseball have some idiot that brings over the Gatorade bucket and dumps it on somebody?
Well, that was Yasiel. Remember I told you this about Yasiel Puig?
That was Puig.
They told him.
Dumped it on the female reporter.
You know, back off of the – he threw –
Gatorade with ice
on that girl.
Yeah,
I told you that.
Yes, well, I saw it.
It was a home game.
It was on television. It was
televised. Well, okay, you know,
so
and
he thinks
that's
funny.
That's not funny.
Well, he thought it was hilarious.
Yeah. You know, anybody that does that thinks it's always a joke. You do it 180 times a year.
Yeah,
that's a novelty.
Every game, the guy that gets interviewed gets the stuff dumped on him. It was good for football. It's a tradition, not in baseball.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing that's you know.
Never
take part in that stuff. You just can't.
When you played,
I never took part in that.
Did they do that during your day? Did they
dump buckets? Yeah, well, of course, you know.
But you never did it.
I never did it. I don't think our team ever did it.
I know you rose above it. So you had the fearsome foursome on your team. Come on.
Well, that doesn't have anything to do with it.
But, I mean, you had players that took pride. Here's the thing. You, when you got on the field, and maybe there's a lot of other players, and I hope there are, that actually observe the game, see who the quarterback's talking to, the coach is talking to. So you're trying to get an edge on the game. You're not worried about where you're going to get a water bucket or where you're going to – did you ever spike the football after something?
Yeah.
You did?
Of course.
Okay.
That's different than putting water on people.
That's true. Very true.
The Cleveland Browns are going to
what's happening?
Build a statue of Jim Brown.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
And I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. He's going to be – the statue to honor him. This is good.
Yeah, and it's quoted down here. The statue will be unveiled during the Browns Alumni Weekend later this year. Jim Brown joined the Browns as a special advisor in 2013. New Browns coach, head coach, Hugh Jackson, told Cleveland.com that he plans to lean on Brown this season for advice.
Okay.
Whatever that might be.
Get some advice. Background. I think you take your old players and you get them together. They may lean on you for advice with the Rams now. I hope so. Some of the great players from the past.
Well, I don't know.
Have they contacted you yet?
No, but I'm waiting. I'm by the phone. I'm waiting.
Okay. The call coming through.
I'm sure the next phone call will be it.
There's going to be a speakers bureau, and you should be in it. That's all I got to say.
Well, I mean, I speak.
You can light up a room.
Hanley Ramirez, we got to talk about him when we get back.
I can't wait.
Manny Pacquiao favorites. Doesn't like homosexuals. And
That was a big one.
Ronda Rousey,
she
who
cried.
I like Ronda.
Yeah, she cried. We'll have that and more straight ahead.
We got to get her on the show.
Weekend Sports Corner with Fred Dreyer.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-704-6182, 800-704-6182.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-515-6309. 800-515-6309. 800-515-6309. 800-515-6309. That number again is 800-515-6309.
Back to the Sports Corner, Weekend Sports Corner with Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn. Glad to have you with us. So, Fred,
yes.
Before that break there, you, of course, live, you know, you football legend, but you played baseball in college and were a pretty good strapping right-hander. Am I right?
About 15 minutes, I was.
You burnt the arm out.
I heard it. It hurt my elbow pretty good.
In high school, then you went in to play football in college. So tell me about Hanley Ramirez, because he's with Boston, and they're going to switch him around a little bit here, aren't they? Is that the deal?
They bought $88 million worth of trouble.
Well, his batting helmet always looks messy when he comes up. It looks like he's got gunk up there or something. Like he just changed oil.
That's okay.
On a 53 Chevy.
I'm not worried about that. But they brought him to play left field. So they stuck him in left field.
Well, shortstop at first, right? Then they put him left field.
Listen to this. I'm just going to read some. Last year's experiment blew up in the face of the Red Sox, and Ramirez, the 32-year-old former All-Star, who signed a four-year, $88 million contract 1 year ago,
right,
with Bogaerts at short.
That shortstop, Xander Bogaerts, is going to be at short, taking away that position. That's his normal natural position.
That's what he played with the Dodgers.
Right.
The Red Sox moved Ramirez to left field and were convinced that he'd be fine. But instead, advanced metrics showed he was the worst defensive player in all of baseball. He allowed 19 runs to score.
Those metrics, they'll match up to you, I'm telling you.
19 runs. What a deal, 88
million.
Shoulder
injury, too, then, wasn't he? He was shut down in early September.
So he finishes with .249 batting average.
Right.
He was the subject of trade rumors in November. See, they were with this guy for 1 year, about a year,
till it sets in.
And now they decided we got to put him on the block.
So what about this? Now they're going to move him to first base. Is he tall enough for first base? He's not that strapping, is he?
He's about 6'1".
He is okay.
Yeah, he's not a small guy.
His weight is a couple of pounds down. They're saying from last year.
Yeah, down to 240. He showed up at 240.
So. So this is going to be, he's going to take over then later, they think, as designated hitter for the retiring David Ortiz.
Yeah, well,
so,
David
but he
got
thinks
out.
He might, he was making some funnies of what if he wins a gold glove. So at least he's trying to do it. I give him props for that.
Yeah.
He's
going to
go, come on.
He's going
to
be,
give him props.
He's
going to
be working. It's a big challenge, he says, and he's going to be working every day with infield coach Brian Butterfield.
Are you excited that spring training is around the corner here right now? Baseball season getting ready. Are you ready for the, all hopes spring anew?
Yeah. Well,
everybody, they say the Cubs are going to be a team to beat this year. They got a pretty good looking team.
Yeah. Well, this Brian Butterfield, this infield coach with the Red Sox.
Yeah, he's the infield coach.
He's
going to
need a psychiatrist by opening day.
You think so? Because he's got a lot of different problems with that.
Well, he's going to be with Hanley.
Yeah. So, but we'll see. He says he's going to switch.
Yeah, right.
Now, this Manny Pacquiao, he's retired now or whatever, and he's in. He's a religious gentleman now. He's very religious, and he's, he makes some statement. He's back in the Philippines or whatever, and he makes a statement that he doesn't believe in mixed marriages and homosexual marriages, and so
He
apologizes. And
well, that's okay if he says that, but he actually said they're worse than animals.
Yeah, you're right. I forgot about that.
So you can have an opinion, I believe.
He referred to homosexuals as worse than animals. That's where he went awry.
That's where
he really went awry there.
I think he blundered on that one.
And so because, he's the religious guy, he comes back and he says, he apologized, but he's lost. Apparently, Nike has cut him now. Is that correct?
Yeah, they got rid of him. Of course they would. Maybe he's going to dump him. Plus, he's on his way out. He's going to be run for president of the Philippines.
Yeah, he said it was
him and Trump. Trump. Yeah, I think if he doesn't make that, the run down there in the Philippines, I think Trump is going to try to get him as his VP.
You think so? Now he's got an apology video out. Pacquiao does, and he was wearing a Nike shirt, and this, for some reason during this video, so maybe Nike got upset about that too. But anyway, that's a tough thing to say. Come on. Worse than animals? He can believe what he wants. He says, I'm not against gay people. I'm not condemning them. I have a cousin who is gay. I have relatives who are gay. I have a lot of friends who are gay. So I'm not condemning gays. What I said is I'm not in favor of same-sex marriage. That's the one thing I said to the guy. But if he said worse than animals, that's where he went off the rails.
Yeah, well, I'll just tell you this.
He's got his opinion.
The politic, when you do that, when you rupture the membrane and you insult the politic like that, they're going to rub your nose in it.
Yeah.
It's a formal. It's a form of a liberal, soap in your mouth.
Yeah.
When they really come down on you they're probably making go out with a bunch of gay and lesbian people for lunch or something.
Well, I think he's got one more. His final bout is coming up in April, with Timothy Bradley, and that's going to be presumably say the end of his. Boxing career,
and
but
nobody
who knows
cares.
If anybody's going to care
and
about that.
It, nobody cares.
They don't.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Well, they want to see him fight, but this is it. I mean, you know, what are you going to go there to see?
I mean, Pacquiao said it's hard to say right now. He says, I made my decision already that after this fight I'll retire, but I'm not saying that. You know, boxing is closed to me. You never know.
Yes, it is.
But now that he made this comment, it's probably
people
done.
Are going to say, see you later. Now, the other thing, Ronda Rousey, who I like. Do you like Ronda?
I like her a lot, too, yes. And she was on
I think she's cute.
Ellen DeGeneres' show.
But here's the other thing.
I was crying.
You know, when I saw her crying, I broke down.
I was today at lunch and
I said,
table,
what could possibly
table next to me
make our baby Rhonda
three women
upset.
Were talking about this, that she was bawling on
why?
Well, she started talking about the fight, and after she got kicked in the face by the champ now, I'm sorry, I forgot the champ's name.
Holly Holm.
Holly Holm. Holly Holm, you're right, Holly Holm.
Write that down.
I'm writing that down, Holly Holm, because I don't want to forget.
H-O-L-M,
Holm. So anyway, so Holly kicks her in the face. She goes down. It's the first time she's ever been knocked like that back. She loses the match, and she's staring up at the lights, and she's said, what am I now? Well, I'm nothing. I've lost now. I've won all these bouts in a row. I've lost it. I'm nothing. And then she said she saw her boyfriend there, probably looking down going, hey, wake up. You know, and then she came to. But she started crying on Ellen's show, and Ellen's handing her tissues to wipe her eyes and everything. And that's, come on. You know, there's a lot of people. You're going to win some and lose some. But I think it was good for her. I think she now went down to the bottom, and she's got herself together, and she's looking forward to another match.
Well, I like her.
Well, I think she's okay.
Here's what I heard.
What did you hear?
This is what I heard.
Because you probably know more than I do.
Well, maybe I do.
That's why it's your show.
Well, I don't know.
Go ahead. Top me.
Here's the deal. She underestimated Holly Holm.
Yeah, you think?
Do I think?
Obviously.
Did you see the fight?
Yes.
Okay.
She thought she was going to cakewalk through it, right?
Yep.
Just do her chokehold or whatever.
She thought, here's the problem. The Holly Holm is a boxer. She's not a fighter. She felt as very strongly she could knock her out, and she did.
Well, she did with
without,
her foot.
Without really getting on the floor with her, you know.
Yeah, she kicked her, a good one.
Yeah, she hammered her. And so she attacked her, and that was what that deal is. But she's now supposed to be working is Rhonda with
Rhonda Rousey, yeah.
Tina Fey.
She is working with Tina Fey,
and writer Paul Pell, P-E-L-L,
Paul Pell, and did a comedy,
and to do a thing called Do Nothing Bitches. Sounds like a real splendid film, but I guess she's. Yeah, I think she's going to...
The script is being promoted by Rhonda for a pre-fight interview that she gave last summer about her female self-worth that has clocked about 3 million hits on YouTube right now.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
would you see a movie that Rhonda Rousey was in?
Yeah, I've seen her. I like that ad she does for the Carl's Jr. burger. That's pretty. It makes me want to
what
go
about
and buy
Tina,
one
what
of those.
About Tina Fey?
Here's my thing with
I'd
Tina
like
Fey.
I'd like to see you.
I like Tina Fey, but she could be the Lucille Ball of the generation, and she's just
because
she's too, I don't know, she doesn't go for the great comic things, right?
She's funnier
She's very
than
narrow
Lucille.
In
she's
what she does.
She's funnier than Lucille right? Ball. She's funnier
right,
than
Right, but
Lucille
she's
Ball.
Not Lucille Ball. I would go and see her over and over, Tina Fey, anytime.
Would you see Tina and Rhonda fighting? Would you pay to see that?
No.
See,
no, come
I would.
Rhonda, that'd be a cakewalk for her. Come on, it'd
you know,
be over.
You know what it'd be like? It'd be like Rhonda would, it'd be like a Popeye-Bluto match. You know, before Popeye eats the spinach?
Yeah.
Before he eats spinach, Bluto pounds him silly. So he picks him up, body slams him,
yes.
Does all those things, puts him through a ringer, puts him in a blender.
You were watching this, weren't you?
Right.
And then, great Popeye cartoon.
And, no, they're unbelievable.
They are.
And Popeye takes his head and stands on his feet and then starts pounding him like a punching bag. Like a punching bag.
Yeah.
And then on that, the spinach pops out
That's
and rolls
smart.
Over against the wall, and Popeye, who had the floor mopped up with him,
right.
Now through his pipe sucks a hole in the top of the can, gets the spinach.
That's great.
And the tables are turned.
And as a kid, I always wanted that spinach until I ate it once and I'd forget it.
But I think that's what Tina Fey would do to Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, this is, by the way, Ronda Rousey's going to be on the cover of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue with two others, model Hayley Clawson.
And Tina Fey.
They're going to appear in one of the three covers for this year's Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. Tina Fey's going to be there, really?
Yeah, she's going to be one of the models.
Yeah. And there's going to be a plus size Ashley Graham, and they're going to be on this this whole deal. So she's not in the Tina Fey film or writing it. She's just going to be on the issue of Sports Illustrated with
She's going to be there with a box of Kleenex.
They're going to be separate issues. You're going to have to buy all three separately to collect them, and I'm not even going to go there. I won't even read Sports Illustrated.
No, once we get our new digs, once we get our new building.
Yes. What are we going to do there?
We're going to get a life-size cutout of Ronda Rousey.
Really?
Yeah, we're going to put it inside here.
I don't know if I'm into that. Really?
Yeah, I will.
A life-size cutout?
See my camera right here?
If you can get her eating that Carl's Jr. burger, maybe. She looks really good there in that Carl's Jr. burger.
You know, she's got a very interesting face, cat-like face. But she looks like, like Skip Thomerson, a friend of mine.
Who's Skip Thomerson? That's your friend.
In high school.
Where are you going with this? Your high school buddy. Skip Thomerson.
He used to do backflips and lift weights all the time.
Skip Thomerson.
So he was like a square block from the neck down.
Oh, the backflipper, Skip Thomerson.
Skip Thomerson.
The weightlifter and the backflipper?
No, that's all he used to do. He used to lift weights, do curls, and then say, watch this. And then he just go boing, 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 and do backflips on his lawn.
Really?
And my mom would come out and say, what's he doing?
Did he hold a record in backflips?
Oh, from my neighborhood, he did.
That's great. Did you try him?
I tried to keep him out of the street. You know, he used to wander a little bit.
Because he'd get offline,
Well, you get offline, you wind out in the street, and the cars would come by.
Fred would be out directing traffic. Oh, we got a backflipper coming across. So he would cross the intersection backflipping?
Yes, we had a crazy kid named Mickey Culpepper down the street who used to have a Mustang motorcycle.
Yeah.
These things used to fly, man.
Right.
I wanted one. My dad said, yeah, what are you, crazy?
Yeah.
So here comes Mickey, about 60 miles an hour down the front of our house. And I said, Jay, it's a good thing Skip's not out here.
Skip is backflipping.
Yeah.
And so you had to stop traffic.
So we had to aim him in mid-flip. We had to aim him away from the street.
Let me ask you, you were on the Ed Sullivan Show. Did Skip ever get on there with his backflipping?
No, Skip. No, don't be. I'd never let Skip on that show.
No, come on. By the way, Fred was on the historic Ed Sullivan
Show. I sang All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth.
I got to get a copy.
And
of that.
The reason that they asked me to do it, Ed asked me himself.
Personally.
Why do you like to sing?
Right here.
Why don't you see your teeth? And I had two teeth. My two front teeth were knocked out.
Oh. Did you play hockey?
Before I had them capped.
Yeah. And?
And he says, why don't you sing it? I said, okay, I'll do it.
How did he ask you? What did Ed say?
Why don't you, Mr. Dreyer, why don't you take a shot? Why don't you take a shot at it? I said, yeah, let me have it.
Right there in the Ed Sullivan Theater?
Right there in the Ed Sullivan Theater.
That was great. Was it cold?
Right here in our show, the Giants and the Jets. That's what it was, Giants and the Jets.
Young Fred? Did he call you Young Fred Dreyer?
I guess he did. I don't know.
Young Freddy Dreyer.
I remember he walked up to me, scared the hell out of me. He looked like a waxen figure.
He was waxy looking?
He had so much makeup on his face. It was so thick, he was just standing there. He was like about maybe 5'3" or something.
Sweet memories here with Fred Dreyer on the Sports Corner.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California. With the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
Are you looking to increase the number of calls you receive at your business? Well, CRM Talk is introducing a new way for customers to reach you without having to remember your phone number or web address. Customers simply dial #250 from their mobile phones to say your business name. That's it. They'll be directed immediately to your phone line and receive a text message with a link to your website and phone number. It's that easy. It works so well that we're using it in this commercial. To sign up, dial #250 and say, help my business. That's #250, help my business.
Are you nearing eligibility for Medicare benefits? Then you know now is an important time in your life. Medicare benefits can be a complicated puzzle. You don't want to overpay for your Medicare coverage or get the wrong plan. Let Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. With one free phone call, a licensed insurance agent will help you select a Medicare plan that's right for you and your budget. If you're becoming eligible for Medicare, call today and learn how to get the most out of your benefits.
800-793-1960. 800-793-1960.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is an authorized insurance agency in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service and product availability varies by state.
Call 800-793-1960. 800-793-1960. 800-793-1960. 800-793-1960.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Weekend Sports Corner with the one and only Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn.
Yeah. This is it. This is the last segment of this.
Yeah, spring training is starting
show.
Now. You got the pitchers and catchers. Dodgers got their pitchers and catchers.
Pitcher.
That's all he got.
Just one pitcher. They have one pitcher and the rest catchers.
One of the guys they signed is already getting his arm operated on.
Yeah, well, that's the idea. That's the kid. That's that rookie kid from Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
You know, what's his name? Lefty.
Lefty O'Doul. This guy also from the soccer official here. This Jerome Valkey.
Yeah.
He is Sepp Blatter, the head of the soccer league. His right hand man has been banned from soccer for 12 years because of misconduct. He was found guilty, among other things, took private jets for personal use, destroyed evidence, tried to force through undervalued sales of 2018 and 2020 World Cup television fights rights for the Caribbean. So this guy,
who does he think he is? U.S. senator?
I don't know. I think that's what's going on.
Who does he think he is?
Could be.
Who does he think he is?
Hockey fans out there, they're saying Drew Doughty is doing a great job for the Kings. Could be one of the defensemen there, Drew Doughty, averaging 27 minutes, 57 seconds of ice time, and he's got 11 goals, 22 assists. This guy could be the player of the year.
I hope so. I'm really rooting for him and his family.
What about the NFL's focus? Next week we should talk about college prospects.
For what?
Football.
Well, I hear SC and UCLA had pretty good recruiting outfit for these. There's no criminals, I'm told. There's no criminals. They're all pretty good kids.
Miles Jack of UCLA is up there, and so
no, he's gone.
Oh, he's gone already?
No, he's declared for the NFL.
That's what I'm saying. These are the list of the
Those are the I see. Oh yeah. I thought you meant recruits.
And finally, the NFL is scaring radio stations into not using the term Super Bowl. Because they're saying it's a brand name, and so sometimes they have to just say the big game. Have you heard about that?
This is ridiculous. I'm tired.
Goodell is making every dime of that $34.1 million.
I'm so exhausted. I'm so tired of the next year's football season.
That's our show. Every weekend it's on right here at this time on your favorite station. Check it out. Go to our website, crntalk.com, crntalk.com. Email Fred Dreyer, Dreyer, @crntalk.com. Follow him on Twitter, and that's Fred_Dreyer, Dreyer. Final thoughts from Fred.
Well, there's nothing in the sports page. If you want anything to do with sports, it's the Fred Dreyer, Mike Horn Sports Hour.